The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Well, we survived the power blackouts of 2019. Let's see if that tactic is used again in 2020. The state still experienced a large amount of wildfires despite the shutting off of the power. The fear for Humboldt was not so much it would burn up, but rather the transmission lines to and from Red Bluff could be damaged during the high winds. If those lines were damaged during the hot, dry weather, it could result in a wildfire. So the theory was to shut down the power to avoid such an incident. The odd thing about power grid shutoff was that areas you would expect to be shut off were not. During the shutdown, places like Willits and areas of Santa Rosa were not affected, but usually moist Humboldt was. We had experienced some rain prior to the first shutdown, but that did not seem to matter. The sales of generators increased dramatically. Many places were sold out within hours. People were driving to Crescent City, Redding, Oregon to buy one. I own a couple of generators, so I was able to keep the freezer and refrigerator cold, as well as help a few neighbors out. My grandchildren enjoyed the blackout, relishing in the use of flashlights and other lighting devices to fend off the dark nights until they realized they could not play their favorite video games. Then there is the economic issue to deal with from such a drastic move as shutting off the power. Many store owners lost perishable goods or had sales at greatly reduced prices so the items would not spoil. Those who were able to keep things cold benefited from that blackout in this regard. Those who worked for companies dependent on electrical power were not able to work and lost a day or two of wages. Restaurants with power backup generators were open and had a large increase in business for a few days. If you noticed our last and latest PG&E bill, there was a $100 credit to help offset the convenience from the two blackouts we experienced here on the North Coast. Well, part of the North Coast, Delaware County did not experience any blackouts. The question remains as to whether the blackouts were justified. We have a power plant and two biomass power plants here in Humboldt County. So are they not running at capacity, or does PG&E not have enough sufficient ways of routing power to keep us energized during these extreme weather periods? Do you realize it can be done, so can this tactic be used in the future? My guess is yes, it can. There are other factors to consider. PG&E is not the sole reason for wildfires in California. We have arsonists, campfires, and burn piles to get away, traffic accidents, and such that can and do cause these fires. One thing that cannot be overlooked is the regulations in California that have resulted in excessive fuel loads in our forests and wildlands. Proper management of these areas must become a priority or these fires will continue. It's not just the fault of one entity, PG&E. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.